Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever yelled after nutting?
Oh, Mom!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sip Socks listeners.
I'm here.
Someday love will find you. You know the song, Someday Love Will Find You? I think that was just a fuckboy being like, hey, look, it's not working out. Someday love will find you, just not right now in Van Nuys. You know, like I'm just not ready to commit.
Did you ever say some fuckboy shit in your life?
100%.
Okay.
100%. I literally broke up with my high school girlfriend because of that. I was like, I'm going to college and like, you know, I don't want to hold you back. Like, you're wondering what I'm be doing. And like, you know, I got a lot of books I got to read. And she's like, you don't know how to read in the first place. I'm like, that's a valid point. But baby girl, I can read your mind and you want to see other people.
Nah, damn.
She's like, no, I don't.
Oh, dude, I told you. Yeah, my first girlfriend ever broke with me like that.
How?
I want to be single in college. Hey, well, you're wearing a quarterback's jersey.
Oh, God.
That
dude,
you are
the worst
banging
luck with football players.
I ever. Hate football.
You need to be so rich you can buy a football team. And then in the beginning of the season,
I'm gonna kill them all.
You go, I'm quarterback. And they go, what?
Yeah.
I own the place. I'm quarterback.
But dude, I really do have the worst luck with football.
Dude.
I wonder how many other girls that have been in my life that have slept with football players. First of all, let me just say this, okay? Football players be getting around. So yeah. Like the chances are pretty high. I don't date gremlins. Football players.
Well,
okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, I guarantee you, if you ask your girl, if she ever.
Dude, hers is even worse. She like fucked like the captain of the surf team in college. And you're
loser.
Like,
she's a loser.
That guy just reeks of HPV. That guy just has just floating pneumonia on him. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either.
What is pneumonia?
Nobody
sickness?
Knows.
Liquid in the lungs, I think.
How you spell pneumonia is one of the craziest spellings ever.
P.
Crazy.
I stand behind PH, get it out of here. This is the thing. We control language. So if everyone just got together and was like, we're not going to use PH anymore, it's F. Eventually, the Oxford Dictionary would be like, ah, fuck. They're not doing it anymore.
Who do you think is cooler? Like, if they're both at a party, you got PH in one corner, Pornhub, PH, and then you got an F in the other corner. Like, who do you think, who's sizing up who?
Dude, the PH has a monocle and opera glasses.
That's true. And the H is like smaller. It's like carrying around caviar with it. It's
do you think the H even wants to be there? I think
the P pays the H.
Oh, really?
It's like a little like, oh, it's my servant, H.
Oh.
Yeah.
I honestly, to me, the P kind of forces H to be there. It's a bit, it's like a Me Too situation. The H is like, I'd like to go with the F. What's FH? How do you say that?
I think exactly that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is like that a word?
Sparrow coming. Do you remember when you found out that PHAT, fat, was cool? It meant like cool. I'd always go up to my sister and be like, you're so fat. She'd be like, I love fucks the fuck. I'd be like, no, but PH.
That was always the big turning point. You're like,
PH.
She comes to the dressing room. You say, you look fat. And you go, PH.
Yeah, that was the original YouTube. It's a prank. It's a prank. I love that. I can't wait to just rob a bank. Like, it's a prank. And they're like, oh.
You're still going to jail.
Can I get the footage?
How do you? Can you say it's a prank?
Yeah.
Like, well, are the charges less if you walk into a bank holding like a fake gun, everyone on the ground, and then go, just joking, it's a prank? I mean, you're going to prison, but it's got to be less, obviously, right?
You might get a few laughs. It'd be like, guy be like, yeah, you fucking got me good. Cop's like, that's good. Then he just tackles your ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're, I mean, have you ever had handcuffs on you? Besides in a sexual situation? Have you used handcuffs in a sexual situation? Me either.
No.
No. They're so stupid. Hey, yeah. I'm in trouble.
Also, the ones you buy at like the sex store aren't good. They're like
they're plastic.
Yeah, they're bought from like the wholesale vendor at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you can use a finger to get off of them. And if I don't like this, I'm like, get out! I just remember something.
Oh, shit.
This is right up your alley. This is new for me.
Okay, well, right up my alley. Strike, baby. Strike, baby. Turkey. How are three strikes turkeys? We already talked about this. I don't give a fuck. Gobble,
what's
gobble.
Four strikes? A rooster? Hamburger. So, I was
If you get four strikes in a row, you don't know where your kids are. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're what's your life? Legend. If you're good enough.
Do you think bowlers are good at fingering?
No. What type of cooter do you think bowlers get?
The best.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
I think women that just shove Budweiser cans in their hoo-has. That's why I think it is.
But don't you think it's like he got good grip down there? Like what's the opposite of two in the pink, one in the stink? It's one in the pink, two in the gutter. Long title? No, I'm saying, but okay, anyways. Sex.
What is it?
Hootie Hoo. I haven't had it in like a week and a half. Your boy's about to. You think I'm flying to Vegas? No, I'm nutting on the ground like a pogo stick. Have you ever seen those
things? Can I get a ride, dude? These goddamn airplane tickets are expensive.
Economy. Have you seen those rockets?
Economy.
Coming to me.
Economy. Me.
Have you seen those?
Come in me.
Yeah.
You ever have a girl say it to you?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hold your horses, madam. Okay.
Let the horses go.
Huh?
Yeehaw. What's the weirdest thing you've ever yelled after nutting?
Oh, mom.
Well, I know what clip Gabe's starting the episode with. It is very interesting to just, I was watching your set when we did Ontario.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the amount of confidence is to go out in front of 300 people and be like, I'm trying to fuck my mom. And then, but that's what I love about it is it's such a big right off the bat premise.
Yeah.
And then you work your way into it. And you look around and there's a couple dudes being like, he ain't wrong. A couple dudes being like, that checks out.
The logic is not flawed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a wild thought. But the logic is not flawed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Bill Burr comes out with a crazy, like, statement and backtracks it up. And I was like, oh, that's what Michael's doing. But this time is about his mom getting piped out on a Thursday.
Are you saying I'm Bill Burr?
I think so.
No. No sex. You. Why?
I just haven't seen her in a while.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Do you know where she lives?
Yeah.
How's the gas mileage?
Not great.
Okay. Mine either.
No. All right. It's just been, I've had shows every night and it's just been, you know.
Scheduling.
But yeah, you know, I'm preserving the nut.
Oh, so you're not big old J.O.?
No, I am, buddy. Oh, but in my dumb fucking alpha brain, I feel like there's two channels of nut. There's like a J.O. nut and then there's that sex nut.
And that's a good theory. Wrong, not, but good theory.
Mentally, I told myself that.
All right.
Whatever. All fucking, there'll be fireworks in Las Vegas. And more than one way. God damn. Sad. Anyways, but the last time we did was great. It was a little freaky type of one.
Oh.
One of those spontaneous ones.
Oh.
Where your dick's like, am I sleepwalking right now?
Where were you, in the Ross dressing room? You guys like that place in the weirdest places.
This was actually on a bed. Weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this story. Gross.
Yeah.
Purple mattresses.
Run it. But at one point, and I'm new to this type of world.
Uh-oh.
So I'm curious to know if this is in the right or the wrong. But she.
Uh-oh.
Spit in my mouth. I was like, hold on. I think it's supposed to be the opposite here. I think the spit out of the throat back at her. I was like, that's not. She was riding on top after a second. She's just like making out with me and she spit on my mouth. I was like, I got a question.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to? I thought I was supposed to take out the trash on Tuesdays.
That's my role. You said my line. Hold on. Did she give you a little? Did she? Was your mouth just open, or she told you to open your mouth?
No, she didn't tell me.
So why is your mouth open?
I'm heavy breathing. I'm fucking.
So your mouth. Athletic. Your mouth is.
I don't know. No, I think we're just making out, and then afterwards she went up. The. That's kind of sounding like the stiff spot. All right,
hold on.
I was more so confused, but that was also like the time a girl choked me in college. I was like, hold on.
You're getting a lot of like.
Beta vibes. Yeah.
Well, hold on.
And then I turned over for doggies.
Did you enjoy it?
I was confused.
I'm not against any of this.
I was stoked that she took it there because I'm like, okay, we.
Yeah.
Little freaky. Yeah. Little. Knock, knock. Who's there? BDSM. Well, many doors away, but it's a step in the right direction.
Oh, we're. That's a leap in the right direction.
Yeah.
She's been. Well, hold on. Maybe we just found out that she's a dom. And maybe we just found out that you are a sub.
I don't like this.
An Italian sub.
Substitute teacher, man.
Bitch.
What if those random people become substitute teachers?
Yeah.
Like one of my friends who was infamous for chugging beers the fastest in the group now just teaches kindergarten and third grade exclusively.
Yeah. You used to be a caddy. You can't teach. What fucking egg? You don't know anything about accounting?
Yeah. I've seen you eat raw eggs before going to a tailgate and saying, it's protein, bro.
Yeah.
And now you teach 7-year-olds?
I've seen you tuck your penis in between your legs and run around Dave and Buster's screaming, there's a bomb, there's a bomb. And now you...
what is your lesson plan? Just putting on JRE and be like, you guys like Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan's so good. Not better than this podcast, but it's pretty good. Hold on. Are you a sub?
I don't know. I was...
I like this. I like that you're totally not... You're not like a dude that's like, oh, I don't know. I'm against it.
I was more confused, but I was excited. This was... It all happened so quick.
Did it get you hard? Were you like, oh, shit. Did you like it?
I liked that realm. I was like, let me do it next. I've spit in her mouth before. One time I missed. You ever missed?
No.
You spit on her cheek and you're like, this is just disrespectful at this point.
Dude.
This is just rude.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. But that's the next level I got to.
What? Spit on their forehead?
Nah, dude, I'll literally turn the face. And spit on the cheek. That spit in the mouth is like, ooh, we're all enjoying it. The turn your fucking face and then spit on the cheek. That's like, are you even a human?
Yeah, that's bold.
It's a lot. The thought of it, I'm like 17%.
How it feels all right. To chew 5 gum. Yeah.
You're goddamn right. So were you into it?
I now that I'm like, okay, door's knocking. All right, let's spruce it up a little bit.
Dude,
I'm gonna choose some Copenhagen.
Hold on.
Yeah, I just didn't know. Like, I was stoked for her to do it.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Were you stoked for her to do it because it got you aroused? You're stoked for her to do it because you're like, oh, this is like a stepping stone towards like more crazier shit.
Yeah. More
so,
crazy.
So you weren't into it like sexually. Maybe like a little.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, what more spit in my mouth?
Right.
Put it on my.
Give it to him.
Cock.
Yeah. Why do they call it a cock? We've already had this house and I don't care. Wake me up in the morning.
Backwards. Cock.
Dumb. dumb. Okay? Okay. I'd like to ask you this. Because there was one time that my girl got like a little aggressive. She was on top. And she held my arms down. Yeah, she held my arms down. And I'm going to be honest. Everyone, if they took a quiz, Hawthorne, if they took a quiz... They took a quiz that listened to this podcast for a while and they're like, would Michael enjoy that? Everyone said no. But there was part of me that was like, hold on, I might be into this. So I might need to open up my like sexual identity and be like, I might enjoy being a sub every now and again. So that's why I'm kind of questioning you, because you might like, you're like, oh shit, I might like this. Because there's a lot of dudes that like being subs, getting their dick stepped on with a Timberland boot.
Yeah, that's a new level. But usually I'm the one roughhousing, so this was,
you're the
was,
bouncer,
yeah,
she shows show ID.
Me your ID, yeah. No hats in the club, get out,
get in,
yeah,
get in,
yeah, yeah,
get in my bed,
yeah. So it was nice for, I don't know, she was on top. It would have been weird if she was like on her back and she spit up like it was, yeah, a water fountain.
I'm like she's a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so yeah, that was last time we did the sex.
Did you come immediately when she spit in your mouth?
No, but I was rocked up.
Dude, I'm telling you, you might be into it.
I think it was in the motion. It was just going on. You know, she could have made a fucking haiku poem on my back and I would have been into it. You know, it was
all over the place. What minute was this? Minute 1, 2, 3, 4?
Whoa.
Minute 34. How many seconds are we in?
There we go. That was probably 5 to 6.
Hell yeah, dude.
This was, you know, usually I feel like the woman gets on top later in the game. It could be whatever.
Dude, sometimes...
Oh, you start on top every once in a while?
There was a recent sexual...
Yeehaw!
Hold on. Where are the reins?
What is it?
The last SCX that my girl and I had,
When was it? Let me smell your fingers.
Dude, we didn't have too... Why did we not have too much time? Oh, she had a meeting and I had to go. We literally had like... I think we had like 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those
which
pre-Zoom hits? Those pre-I got a meeting hits?
Yeah, because those are the... I tell you what, but I knew that sometimes she takes a little bit to come.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what we did? I took out the big guns. I got in. I did like one pump and I go, where's the dildo?
Yeah.
Where's the vibration? Buzz. Because we need to expedite this C-U-M, miss. Yeah. And she goes, it's up in the closet. She's like mid-sex brain. She goes, it's in the closet. She points. She ain't got a small closet. I'm rummaging like I'm looking for a fucking vintage t-shirt rocked up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hitting the fucking...
You got clothes just stuck on your dong?
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't find it.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Ugg boot on your cock after, get this shit out of here. I'm actually, that felt kind of good.
There was so much shit happening, and she eventually, because she was like, no, left, right. I'm just like, can you get up and find it? It was in the completely wrong place. It wasn't on top. It was in the bottom. But as soon as we got it out, let me tell you something. You put it in the buzz spot, 30 seconds. Lickety split. Come.
Slippity, slippity, slidity.
Here's the problem, though. If you find everybody's button, like, she can make me come in 45 seconds. She knows where my button is. Do you know where it is? B-U-T-T. Okay? Right in there. Lickety goddamn split. Car wash my ass. I am.
Ding dong.
Here what floor are we going bomb. To? Come. Yeah. So she knows how to get me off fast. Now with the vibratorator, I know how to get her off fast. But my fear is, because once you get in that mode, then like sex becomes almost a little transactional. Because you go, you come. Now you come. I want to kind of...
Eucalyptus.
The eucalyptus.
Tits, yeah.
Tits.
Yeah, but I mean, there was think about the scenario. She got a Zoom meeting.
Right.
You got to go yell about feet somewhere in Tennessee. So, you know, you got to wrap it up. That's the settings for that were not great.
Right. I just, you know...
Shot clock.
Yeah.
Shot. But
cock. It's similar, like imagine if you had like a button where you can be like, I'm hungry, then you press it and you're full.
I wish.
I know, but that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Because nice then it's like, oh, do you make a whole HelloFresh? Do you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, they both have different purposes, right? Do you feel
I like that.
You have a little bit. You get a little bit of, you get some Burger King, you go get the new little fucking Huddy meal.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel great after eating fast food.
I want to hit him so hard in the face, his eyeliner comes off.
Little Huddy?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'll fight him. I'm going to try to get clout. Who wants to fight me?
Yeah, but it's like you have some Burger King, it fills you up for a second, then you don't feel great after. And that's what you're feeling. You're like, it was sex, but was it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get everyone off fast, but like I do like the sex being like a session. I like multiple positions.
Put it on the Google Calendar.
Yeah, I like it. I like when it.
How many positions you running it through?
I'd probably say like five. Probably on average five.
Okay.
Yeah. Six. Seven, I mean, if it's a birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, I'm getting another man in here. Hot, hot, hike.
Oh, get the tight end for this tight end. God damn. Man,
oh, all right, speaking of hot, can I just bring this up real quick?
Sure.
I met her brother.
Oh.
Yesterday.
And?
Bad.
Really?
Hot. Skin like a caramel teddy bear. Wow. Let me touch it. Dude, he was literally, he's the nicest dude in the world. Super cool. He's crazy high-end job, but very, very nice, funny. But he was talking to me. I'd be looking at him. I'd be like, hold up.
Sir, I ain't listening.
I can't listen. You look like my girl with short hair. This ain't okay. Am I trying to beat? It's a weird thing because they do look so similar, but he has obviously more masculine features. But they look so similar, it's like confusing. It's like, hold up. I'm hard for your sister. Weird. If you're listening, I'm sorry. But like, and then I look at him, I'm like, you look very much like, hold up. You know what I mean? My wires are getting crossed. Who am I supposed to get hard for? Someone tell me.
You're supposed to get hard for love, Michael.
Kumbaya.
AKA my Lord. Him. Turn up.
But he's so hot.
Yeah, man, that's generally how family works.
Well, do you get that with your girl's brother?
I mean, yeah, bro. No.
All right. Well, throw me under the bus. I did it. No, I'm joking. But like all the he looks like her aside, he's a beefcake stunning dude.
Yeah.
So like he has this skin where you're like, oh, that must be milk.
Yeah.
Like it's just so
dip a cookie in it.
Please.
Yeah.
And then he looks, uses his green eyes.
Oof.
Who the hell's, what are you even saying?
Yeah.
You've been talking about fucking poker for the last 3 minutes. Who the hell's listening to you, sir? You're hot. Lick me.
Lick me.
Lick me.
Funny thing to say in the middle of a conversation. Yes. Sir, lick me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. My girl went to the bathroom. We were eating dinner. My girl went to the bathroom. And I was like,
should we go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Do you want to get a milkshake? Two straws? God damn.
Wow. Is he like an established man? Roughly around the same age? Or is he?
Roughly around the same age. Great job. Great arms.
Lives around here?
Great golf swing. No, he lives in...
Golf swing?
Yeah.
You saw his golf swing?
I met him at the driving
you
range.
You love the driving
range. Bro, my girl loves golf now. Have y'all
fucked at the driving range yet?
Oh, shit. We should.
Nine iron.
I ain't got no 9 iron.
Get out the sandwich.
I got a 60 degree wedge at best.
Bro, he won that pussy.
Oh.
Could be.
Could be. Maybe title.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I told you my girl is like so into golf at this point. So every like free moment, she's like, you know what we should do? I go, driving range? She goes, yeah. She like lights up. I'm like, all right.
Wow, that's great.
It's awesome.
Damn.
Yeah. You know how like when you're at the golf course and you see like a husband and a wife play golf and you're like, oh God, I feel bad for him. She's just like forcing her way into his like away time from her. Does that make
sense?
Yeah. But this is not like, she's like very into it. It's nice. It's not even like, oh, you play golf, so let me force my way in. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gets better every single time. Anyways, that's where I met the brother.
Yeah.
And great golf swing. Mm-hmm. He's a fat ass. like a dump truck, just bro.
Wagoned up.
Yeah. He was like, can I get some pointers? I say, yeah. Beep. I went behind him.
I said, I can't even.
Is this point enough for you? Huh?
Oh shit, looks like there's two bunkers on this goddamn course. Good for him, man.
Yeah, he's a...
What's his name? Dox him.
All right. Studebaker.
Studebaker.
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't it weird that your brain just says, say Studebaker? Where the hell did that come from?
Anything.
It's not even a name. It's the name of a car, like in the 50s.
I met somebody with a last name, Studebaker.
No.
Studebaker, yeah.
Studebaker's a great name.
Studebaker.
How do you feel about Stu?
You have to have gray hair.
Stu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stu is also a name for soup, right? Stu?
Stu is like...
Stu, soup, porridge. All three of those are terrible representations for what it is.
I think stew is what witches make. Soup is what your mom makes you when she's bored and doesn't know what to make.
What's porridge?
Poor people's yogurt.
Hot yogurt.
Ew.
Hot yogurt.
We talk about porridge 600 times on this thing. Let's make porridge. Is there a difference? Porridge is an oatmeal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The next time Oliver says, can I have some more? Why do you want more? It's gross.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's Oliver?
Oliver Twist. Great name. Oliver Twist.
What is happening right now?
It's a...
Charles Dickens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charles Dickens. Oliver Twist is a character. Was it the Christmas Story song?
Like I know this shit.
But it's like an iconic thing. When he goes, excuse me, sir. Can I have some more?
Ask me who started the Renegade. I'll tell you. I don't know.
Who the hell? Why is it called the Renegade?
Because the producer tag on it is Renegade. It's not even the Renegade. That's like the producer. That's the dude's producer tag. It has nothing to do with the song.
Is the producer named Renegade?
Yeah. That's like his. I'm 99% sure.
What was the song that they started that shit with?
It's a K Camp song, right?
It's a who?
K Camp.
K Camp?
K Camp. Camping, tent, pitch tent, bone erection. K Camp. But it's like the producer tag that's like Renegade. That was my accurate representation.
Can we play it?
I can't wait to be in an old nursing home someday yelling about TikTok. And everybody there is like, God, Trevor's really going off the rails. And I'm like, speaking of rails, you know who actually did the first Renegade on a roller coaster? Me! The Six Flags guy. Is he really old? Is that a costume?
It's a costume.
Ba, 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 da. Dude, what if that was some girl's fantasy to get clapped out by the Six Flags guy?
There is.
And when she comes, she goes, ba, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Is that the place where you can bring a Coke and get in free?
Not free, you know, but you get yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You get a little discount. It's on the back of the Coke.
Here's a can. That's crazy.
It's not free though, it's like $6 off. No. Dude, also, hey, Six Flags, every other place, stop charging so much for parking.
Yeah, well,
you go there's like $68 for parking.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, I just Uber there. They get
Disneyland? Can you do that?
Yeah. I Ubered the last time I went to Six Flags, I Ubered.
You park somewhere then Ubered there?
Yeah.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah.
You park like Jack in the Box?
Yeah, like 2 blocks away, Uber, like $15. So instead of paying 60, you just Uber there.
Have you guys ever seen the Six Flags guy out of costume?
No, let me see him. Is he hot?
Very surprising. For some reason, I just assumed he would be kind of an older guy. But
what? That's him?
That's him.
Why is he all jacked up?
No fucking way.
Yo, can you go see all the boxes? Go, yep, and all the way left. Second row, all the way left.
There we go.
Wow.
Doug. Hold up. Does he need golf lessons? damn.
Dude, what's his net worth? That's him?
This is him.
Dude, imagine him in a bar. He's like, yeah, I'm the Six Flags guy. And like, sir, shut up. You do porn in Van Nuys.
He definitely does. I when I look at him, I think he just ropes cum out of his cock. Just like, it looks like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about
that's
that.
That's not. Yeah, dude, yeah. No, everyone's net worth is wrong. It said my net worth was like $2 million. I was like, yeah, okay, bro. It's $4 million.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn.
Yo, Michael.
Yeah.
Is this you in this TikTok that people have been sending us a bunch recently?
Dude, I keep getting tagged in this. And the answer is yes, it is 100% me. It's kind of nuts that people, this many people knew it was me. Because I'm not even, you can barely see my face in this.
Yeah. Well, how many episodes of Punk did you do?
I think I did like 8.
Holy shit.
Right.
Damn.
Hamburger.
Damn.
Hamburger.
Ham. Dot dot double burger. Can you say hamburger? Double, what would you say? Double cheeseburger sounds very easy off the tongue. Double hamburger? Weird. Very
double weird. Hamburger, you're gonna shoot up a post on. Double.
How do you feel about hamburgers? How do you feel? You go out somewhere. Well, I think one of my managers does this. He goes, we'll be at like a nice ass restaurant. Yeah. Right? He's like, yeah, let me get a burger with just ketchup.
Ew. Can you imagine? Like, you're not gonna be a good dad. Let me get a just ketchup.
That's just, nope. Some people just like, they're very like, I've been eating this since I was 9 and this is what I'm sticking to.
Yeah, weirdo. Give Open your mind.
The, give me the fixins.
Give me the fixins. Take the.
I need some crunch.
You like pickles like a weirdo, huh?
Love them.
Ew.
You don't like pickles?
I like pickles naked. Just give me regular pickle. Like I'll eat a whole pickle by my mom, but I don't want it on my burger. Grilled onions? Yeah. Mayo,
dude, that's
ketchup.
That's the thing. You get the grilled onion and the pickle on
Gross.
There. Gross. Good.
Awful.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Give it to me.
Okay. Not awful. I could take it. It's fine.
You're sitting like a bad bitch I just got broken up with.
You trying to get fucked, bro? All it's right. Just crazy to be a... like, I've said this a million times. That I don't care. I can't get it out of my brain. A woman... imagine just being a woman walking around being like, I could fuck. Walk into a Subway. 6 out of 7 dudes would fuck right now. Crazy. Like, if they didn't approach on such a crazy, like, if she walked up to dudes like, hey, trying to fuck, like, sure, the percentage would drop. But, like, if she was just, like, regular, she's like, hey, you're kind of cute, blah, 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 blah. After 2 minutes, could fuck in the Nissan Maxima, no problem.
Because guys have this thing called being horny.
Oh.
Horny.
How do you become less horny? So I could focus on writing jokes as opposed to jerking my cock off in my office.
Well, that's what it is. You jerk off and then you got like a 2-hour window where you're like, I'm not going to be horny. But you ever try to write jokes after you come?
It's awful.
I just scribble. I'm like, man, fuck.
I just trace
my hand and make it a turkey. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I end up writing a crayon. Like, I can't even read that shit.
Yeah, I end up turning that hand to jerk me off later. Anyways.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, I don't.
Go ahead.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
You said, speaking of.
I don't even know where I was going. Sometimes I say things that I just hope things come.
Yeah.
Come.
My girlfriend and I were talking about this yesterday because she was, we got out of the gym and she was just like hot and she wanted to like just take off her shirt.
Yeah,
she
can't. Yeah.
I was thinking how funny
it
is.
Take
off the little sports thing. And I was like, it's so funny to me that she has valuable nipples and I just don't.
You know what I mean?
Like my nipples, like I can go shirtless and it's like, I'm not going to get arrested. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to care even.
Right.
But like women have nipples that are like, this is valuable. Like you have to like hide them. You can like, people will pay money to see them.
Yeah.
It's just such an interesting difference.
It created.
Yeah. Where? OnlyFans? I'm in. The amount of titty tassels we're about to see is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. You can walk into a White Castle with a motherfucking tassels over your tits.
Yeah.
And they can't go, well, no shirt, no service. They just go, yeah, man, what can we... I'm going to take my phone.
But don't you think titty tassels create, like, get more attention? Just give me the areola. It would be less.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. But it's like you have glitter all over your tits and, like a Hot Wheels car taped on your areola and you're like, this is better. Is it more attention? Well, let them have the areola.
It's obviously. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Free the nipple.
There you go.
Free it. Well, what if that's my first? I don't have a tattoo. What if that's my first tattoo?
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
And it's around your nipple.
Yeah.
Nipple. Weird word.
Change it right now.
Nipple.
Nipple. Free the nip.
Nip slip.
You know how sometimes they drink and people in the old days they go, oh, it's just like a little nip of alcohol.
Yeah. Was it from
Let me
the
just
tits?
Get a nip of some nip.
tits.
Title. No.
All right.
What are we doing here?
TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok. Start
of the clock.
You guys want to watch this?
Yeah, I'm curious.
All right.
Come on.
Where are you?
Finally.
Hey, guys. 1217.
I feel like it's worse than downtown.
Downtown's on this.
Where's he going?
Getting the food. He can't just drive around.
Yeah, it's not what I ordered.
What do you mean?
Does that look like a chili hot dog to you?
Nope.
It's not. You're honking?
Yo, just get your food and go. You know how to do this.
I can't drive. There's someone blocking the driveway.
Here you go. Here's your change.
Thanks, sir.
Jesus, dude. They put lettuce and tomato
on it. This is the two words.
Now you watch who you honk at in this side of town.
Can you just move your car so I can get out of here?
Not till I get my order right. You talking to me?
No.
I didn't give him a 20, did I?
Yeah, give him 100.
Dude, it's not me. It's not me. It's the guy back there. It's not
is that
me.
You?
No, fuck you, son.
No, yeah. Creeping out, you little bitch.
I ain't going nowhere now.
We gave you a $100 bill.
I'm pretty sure it was a 20.
No, bro.
No, dude, that was a 100.
Oh my God, dude.
What's up?
Hey, man, we gave that guy $100 bill and gave us back 8 ones.
Hey, dude, and this guy's fucking driveway.
Hey, you gotta move, bro.
And I was gonna leave, but this is some bullshit.
Give me a second.
That's
dude.
A clear shot of you.
Fuck this shit, man.
That's a clear shot of you.
Stop this fucking noise, son.
Hey,
no.
You think I like this shit?
No.
What do you got now? What are you doing?
Honking at everybody.
What are you doing?
Fuck.
What do you got now, son?
Come get some, son. What happened? Oh, you just got pulled.
Oh, Bam was hosting.
Being I'm a veteran of MTV, you had to have a hazing. Welcome to the family.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. TikTok, thought it was a clock.
Yeah, I would be pissed if it wasn't Ashton Kutcher. I'd be like, Bam, I love you, but where's Ashton?
Where is he? Too busy being mean to me.
Ashton Kutcher's mean to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did... All right, I'm Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Yeah, and he spit in my mouth.
Wait, so what?
He wasn't mean to me. I'm exaggerating. No, I think I told you the story. When I was testing for the show, I had to fly here and we did like a bunch of improv and stuff in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got hired and he came into the office. The first time I ever met him, he came in. I was talking to the EP, executive producer, and he came in the office door and was like, oh, this is the new guy we hired? And the EP was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I mean... Your audition tape like wasn't good. I'm not really sure, like why
really?
You're here. But yeah, I guess I just walked out.
And he wasn't fucking with you. That was real.
It was the first day. I think I was still testing actually. So I was still in like I was still in the testing phase. So I think he was trying to get in my head a little bit. But like, bro, this was the first time I was ever in LA. Like I was so fucking scared. It was like this, like, I mean, at the time, like this big show and shit. And I was like losing my mind. And that's what he said to me. Like,
wow.
Yeah, dude. And I was
never
there.
Heard that.
I was there all day.
I don't know why.
Testing.
I thought you only did one episode for some reason. But you were on like a full season. Because you did one. Who was it? Something about balls getting stuck to something?
Yeah, I did.
Kim Kardashian? Khloe Kardashian?
Khloe Kardashian. Well, we did Miley Cyrus first. And, yeah. Then, and then it was like the same. We did the sort of the same prank to like three or four. Was it? Yeah, Miley Cyrus. And we did to Khloe Kardashian.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you talk to Bam at all or real quick or?
Nah, everything was like, I mean, everyone was cool.
But so you were in the car and you have like a headset on like, okay, honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're like, it's pretty easy. I lived in New York for 9 years. This is easy.
I'm good. Yeah.
Shut up, bitch. Honk.
It was so weird though because
babble.
It was, you had the earpiece in and you had so many people yelling at you what to do and you had to like filter what they wanted you to do. To what you thought was funny and add your own.
I mean, improvising and staying serious. I thought Santino did a great job.
Being oh, he was, dude, up. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, because he plays a good asshole. You're dude. Like, do you hate me? He's like, no, I'm specific. Oh, okay. But
dude,
still.
He was so, like, I think, I don't know if I said this on the thing before, man, but there was one sketch, I think it was like prank. Maybe the first or second one that I was on set for, and they had to do pickups, which is essentially... People who don't know, like, so the whole sketch is done, and then you go back into the original position, and you kind of just like riff lines. So if they want to like kind of pick off funnier lines, and literally the director was like, all right, go. And Santino, I'm not shitting you. I think he rotted off like six in a row that were like heaters.
Yeah.
Like funny, funny lines. Mm-hmm. I was like in the video village being like, this guy's so funny.
Yeah.
It was the first time where I was in a room where I was like, oh, everyone's crazy funny.
Oh, that's why they booked this.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, because, dude, they went through like a nationwide search or whatever. So it's like,
yeah,
like the funny of the funny, whatever, like obviously fit the type of person they needed.
Yeah.
But also like, yeah, dude, I mean, it was like.
Were there other comedians on during your time?
I'm trying to think about other stamps, you know. Jade Catapretta did a few episodes.
Okay.
And you know Barry Rothbart?
I know the name.
Yeah, super funny comic, dude. He's a great actor too. He was on for a few
damn, I would have loved to do that.
Episodes. Oh yeah, dude. I mean, you would have been
they
great.
Brought it back, and Chance the Rapper was the one who hosted it, but it went on Quibi, which was just too successful for everyone and was like, you know what, I don't need you guys, world, and then just stop making content.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Exactly what happened.
I don't know. I saw this, the MTV is bringing back Cribs, and I was like, in the year 2021, I don't want people to know what I'm living with, because technology's too high, you can find too much. You're like, this is my $10 million home, and look at this, I have a chair made of rare endangered diamonds that I stole from this museum. And then it's like, you're just bragging, and then it's just like, you can, people find out where you live all the time. Like, I'll see on TikTok, it'll be like, I literally saw someone be like, this is Cody Coe's brand new $3 million house, and he like just moved in there. I was like,
how do you know that?
Right.
Oh, now it's out there.
Now people are like, oh, this motherfucker has an arcade game made out of velvet. I'm going to rob this guy.
But you know that dude on the same line of thinking, that dude that like can figure out how tall people are based on just like the video or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what they can do with like, oh, they can like screenshot, zoom in. Oh, he lives on, looks at this mountain, dude, from this
second
angle.
Any of these people like post about like new house tour, it's within seconds. They're like, okay, doxed.
No.
This is, so in 2021, I would rent a studio apartment in Northridge and I'd be like, yeah, this is it. Got a mini fridge, couple monsters, couple G Fuels up in this bitch, and some Slim Jims in the fridge. Yeah, I keep them frozen to preserve them a little bit.
Just realized that, do people, and maybe the answer is yes, when they did their Cribs, were they just renting a home? Did they just like rent a bigger home to be like, this is mine?
I don't know. I remember somebody, maybe Ludacris or something, but he like had his real house and was like, you thought this shit was going to be nice? This is what it really is. I forget what it was, but.
Mariah Carey did one, and I was just like, do you remember Mariah Carey back in the day?
I remember her today.
Yeah.
Remember when Nick Cannon had Mariah tatted on his back?
He got that tatted on his back?
Yeah, you didn't know he had Mariah on his back?
No.
You ever had pussy so good you get her full name tattooed in ink on your back?
He even got the middle name. Mariah Carey's middle name's Roger.
No way.
It's not, but funny. If it was, he got Mariah Roger so Carey. Excited.
The list is kind of interesting that they're going to do for the new one. They're going to do Rick Ross's, which I feel like that one will be fun. But a lot of these are like not people I would expect. Like,
what else?
We've got Big Sean,
okay.
Martha Stewart, Snooki from
Jersey Shore. Did you guys have one friend who was like oddly obsessed with Jersey Shore growing up?
Like I kind of went through it.
Like, yeah, I think we all watched it, but there's one. Like, yeah. I think every friend group had like one guy who like was a masterclass to him.
Yeah, that really took it serious. Like the gym tan laundry thing.
My gym, he was all about it. He'd be like, cabs are here. I'd be like, that's your dad. Your dad is picking us up from the party. What are you talking about?
Dude.
Cabs are here? No, that's Dennis.
What was, hold on. Why am I going to say the professional? What was his name? The
situation.
The situation, thank you. I had, like, that was everyone's like, dude.
Yeah.
Then he went to jail 40 times for tax evasion.
Yeah, everybody's still like, yeah, everybody deserves a second chance.
Is this show still going?
Well, they've brought back like 9 different versions. They have like Florida Bama Shore, which is Florida and Alabama, like has like a thing, which, yeah, I don't know. They're like on Jersey Shore reunion. I don't know what the fuck MTV is doing. It's ridiculousness. It's cuteness. It's like all these like ness things. I told you I had a pitch meeting with them.
No.
And you know, they ask you what you're up to. And I was like, oh, what do you guys have coming down the pipeline? And then they're like, we're doing a ridiculous spinoff, but for cooking, we're doing it for pets. And it was all of them ended with Ness. So it'd be like tastiness, hot Ness, Ness, Nestle Quick Ness. It was all just like, they're just like, this worked and we're going to run it. It's cheap to produce. And they're just, this is what people want to see.
Rob Dyrdek is bagged out. Yeah. I mean, the amount of money he made just from MTV is crazy.
Dude, he is MTV.
Yeah, Arthur, it's that and Jersey Shore. Yeah. Like, is there anything else on that show? That's why when, like, the VMAs were happening a week ago, whatever, and they got everybody to go?
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
I saw a headline that the viewers of the actual VMAs was under a million.
That makes total sense.
But, like, they had everybody there. The clips surrounding it, the red carpet and that type of shit, does way more impressions than the actual viewing of the show.
Yeah, I mean, dude, but all of those shows are like that. Like,
MTV,
like Fallon.
MTV's total thing, 1 million, less than a million.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's also like, dude, Fallon does more views on his YouTube than he does on the actual show.
And I'm sure the VMAs were the same thing. They were fucking blowing up TikTok. So they're getting their views on TikTok, but it's like, you can't put really just full on commercials on TikTok. I mean, you can, but.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just.
Toyota-thon. What?
It's just eyes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's that transitional period. So they'll figure something out. But it was very weird to see the article that was like, they had every big name in the world there. They had massive performers and performances. And then at the end of the day, they had less than a million people watching. I mean, bombing. Not good.
But who watches TV? Who watches live TV if it's not sports? Does any, like, do y'all, like, there's not even a, when Game of Thrones is happening, I wouldn't even watch it on Sunday. People have, like, Game of Thrones watch parties, whatever.
Yeah,
still wouldn't watch it live. So it's like, you don't watch the VMAs live? It's like, I'm going to watch the clips on TikTok. Why would I?
Yeah, that's also true. It's like, I do that a lot with all these, like, influencer boxing. I don't pay for the fights. I'm just like, oh, or I'll just go on Twitter 4 minutes after the event. Oh, here's the knockout. Oh, cool.
Great.
And people always yelling, I wasted my money on this? Yeah. You didn't think you were going to be able to see it anywhere else?
They're not professional boxers.
Oh, I love that comment. I wasted 3 hours on, what else were you going to do? Play hacky sack with your ankle monitor? What else were you going to do? Funny visual. Get it off!
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
TT, do you love me? I'm at the VMAs. Do you know the Met Gala is $30,000 to enter?
Yeah.
What do you mean to enter?
You have everybody. This is what the lady told me. Everybody has to pay $30,000 to be there. So even like your Charlie D'Amelio's of the world, you got to pay $30,000 just to be there. And I guess it's personal invite or something. No.
$30K to go to the Met Gala. What is the Met Gala?
The Mets.
You get to watch the New York Mets
in a gala.
I love it.
Galleria. Is gala just rich for gallery? What is Met? Met Gala?
What's a galleria? Where they post art?
A pizzeria. With
what's
art.
What's a Rhea?
Ghana.
What?
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. That's the worst type of Rhea. Have you ever had gonorrhea?
No.
You just take a pill, it goes out, lickety split.
You know,
done.
Pretty quick.
I've never had an STD. As
you
weird
just got
as
punked. You never had one?
No. Well, have you?
Touch my hand.
All right.
You have one.
Oh, God. Hold on. Why the hell would you go to the gala? Also, $30K for these people is ketchup money.
Right, but still, huh?
And also, you've seen what these people are wearing. They pay $30,000 to wear a goddamn oversized circus tent. What are you wearing? How do you leave? And the stylist is like, there you go.
But that's like, what it is. It's like they almost want people to get talking.
Yeah, they dump a recycling bin on their head and they're like, there it is.
Just rubber duckies glued to a shower curtain. You're like, this is Dior. And they're like, yeah, it's Dior.
Awful. All right. What do we do?
You guys want some Sock Talk?
Let's do it.
Sock Talk, do you love me? Are you riding TT?
All right. This is from Ethan. And Ethan says, I just thought that you guys should know that there's a Japanese word for post-nut clarity.
Yes.
And it's called Kenja Taimu.
Kenja Taimu?
Yep. Is the...
What is there a computer definition?
Yeah, let's look it up. It is
Kenja Taimu. That's so funny.
Sounds like Kenja Sunderland.
So it means it translates to the post orgasmic period when a man's thoughts are no longer impaired by his sexual drive.
Is there a
funny way to think about it? That's really what it is. You're like, oh, you're flushing the toilet of horniness.
Yeah.
But sometimes that toilet gets clogged because you still horny. You ever came and still been horny?
Yeah, it's like, awful. Oh, this didn't work.
Get the plunger. You ever fuck a plunger?
You've been sucked off so hard by a plunger? Because that is a goddamn blowjob.
Hey, come on now.
Holy Hannah.
Yeah, wow.
What's the word again?
So it's Kenja Taimu. And the Kenja Taimu. Kenja means sage. Taimu means time or period. So it's literally sage time. Like, like sage, calm, peaceful.
It is a peaceful
moment. I wonder
moment.
If there was like a piece of art that was made just in the post-nut clarity time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder like
it
what
out
it
of
would
tissues be. And lotion.
Just parental disappointment. There's got to be.
I don't know.
It'd just be really relaxed. Maybe we just found out that every like, you know those like nice calm paintings of like the ocean?
Yeah.
I think you can't paint those unless you're in the post-nut clarity age.
Yeah, yeah.
And are there people that have longer periods of post-nut clarity?
You know people who make spa music? That's yeah. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
This is John Cena theme song.
Maybe she's bored with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. I think spa music is all post-nut clarity. People producing spa music, that's crazy. You got headphones on, but like, this shit hit. This. Yeah.
Do they have like live iguanas in there and the iguanas have the headphones on and they go,
hold on. I forgot about something. I saw this on TikTok. Somebody tagged me in it.
TikTok.
It was TikTok.
Is TikTok, is TikTok our CNN?
TikTok is my Fox News. Yes.
That's awesome.
Where the fuck is it? God,
it's in your phone. But I just want to say how funny, if they got the live animals, that's very funny. And the parrots are like, and the producer's like, come on, Dimitri. More emotion. There you go. You nailed it. Get the hell out of here.
Where is it? Here it is. There's an iguana.
Yep.
And he's straight up piping one hand on the ledge.
Who's he piping?
Another lizard.
Where? Oh, that's how Superman fucks.
Got any gex?
I got
one
two.
One hand on the ledge, piping.
I love that. I don't have enough upper body strength to do that.
I don't have enough upper body strength to do missionary. God damn. Your arms ever shake during missionary and you go, God damn, is that another earthquake? I gotta go check. And then you run outside and you hit the bow flex.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. If your hands are shaking like that, isn't it better for her? Because you're giving her a pipe and a shake. What type of shake?
Shake, shake.
Vanilla shake.
Come?
Come?
Hmm.
Right. What was the question?
Kenja Taimu.
Yes, I love it. Kenja Taimu.
Yeah, it's nice. All right, guys, let's do a secret sock.
Let's do it.
This is an anonymous submission that says, when gotcha. I was younger, I jacked off in a small cemetery near my house in the cold.
Oh, no.
Jesus. That's how you resurrect the goddamn ghost.
resurrect damn. Or erect.
Dude.
Honestly, I feel like this was just you writing this in.
It's a little hot to me. A small cemetery is hilarious.
No, those are always like ancient ones where people like died in like the 1700s.
Yeah, those ones
the
are
the lifespan
little,
was like 9 years. You're like, those oh ones God, this was an adult.
Those are the saddest ones.
Right. When you see the little shoes, like the
oh,
little
no,
cobbler
no.
shoes.
Oh my yeah. God, little pieces of Reese's Pieces. Those aren't going to last. You pick them up.
He's eating pebbles.
Yeah, dude, I went to a small cemetery in Ireland.
Why?
my mom is obsessed with like finding the history of our people or whatever.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah, but she's like, she wants to get more involved than just like seeing it on paper. Anyways, but we were there and it's like, it was a smaller one. Those are really scary. Like if you have like a big one, you're like, all right, well, no ghosts. Well,
when the tombstone is like very like precision, like just a perfect tombstone.
Got it.
Tombstone.
Tombstone used to be a pizza company.
Am I dumb?
Dumb. Yeah.
But when they're like chiseled and then like they're all like kind of like broken down, there's like the line going through it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and like it fell over.
Yeah.
If a tombstone falls over, that's how the ghosts escape.
Really?
Do you think he jerked himself off in that tombstone or the cemetery, or you think he got jerked off by a ghost? You ever been so horny you get jerked off by a ghost?
Bro, I'll tell you what. Boo fucking who? Somebody come jerk me off. Is that what a wet dream is?
No, that's God jerking you off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird. It's weird to be in a cemetery and be like, God, what am I doing here? And also being like, oh no, penis. I'm caught in the cemetery. He's like, please don't. It's the worst idea ever, Step, bro. Get out of here.
And he said it was cold. Wait till August.
Or morning.
True.
Morning.
Wood.
Yeah, that's very, this is almost disrespectful because you're not even supposed to walk over people's graves. Imagine coming on site.
If you come on someone's grave and you just hear, instead of boo, you hear, then you know that ghost was a whore.
Little freak
ghost.
Golly.
God damn. Imagine having a kid that's a half ghost.
How do you?
You come in a cemetery, you mistaken, you fucking get right into a goddamn ghost vagina. Then all of a sudden she gets pregnant. Then you have a half ghost, half human.
Yeah, I see zero flaws with this.
The logic is seamless.
I can see it.
Hamburger.
Your son's just floating down the halls. Dad, what time is soccer practice? 4? Well, all right. Whatever you want. You control the city.
If you moved into a place that was haunted, and you knew for sure, wouldn't you leave? All these dumbass people that are like, oh, there's a ghost in my house. I'm going to stay.
It depends.
Dude, remember that girl? That she's like...
Ghost girl, yes.
Yeah, she told me about a ghost the entire time. And then she's like, do you want to come in? No, I do not want to come in. She made me come in. Made out with her. Definitely ghost in there.
Yeah.
And then she lives in there. Just willy-nilly, ghost asleep, ghosts.
I think some people lean into it.
Move.
Yeah.
Move. I don't have enough money. Get a credit card and move. Go to chase.com, apply.
Promo code talks.
Promo code, maybe. That would be fire sponsor.
Hook it up.
Yeah. But yes, I think it was like part of her personality. She's like, ooh, I have ghosts in here. And you have two cats. Kill them both.
More ghosts.
Ghost cats? Meow!
Bark, bark.
All right, well.
There it is.
There it is, guys.
140? 140. I was looking at the podcast numbers today. I was like, 139?
Crazy.
It's a lot.
So many.
Plus 102 on Patreon.
Oh my God. Great time for a plug. Guys, we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/SifSoxPod. 4 extra episodes a month. Only $5.
$5?
$5. This, every Friday. No ads.
No ads. I mean, $5. Dude, I spend more on that on lube.
Yeah. So once a week, Michael swings his dick around.
I just swing it around.
Yeah. Not here, but just generally, he does that at home. But maybe on Patreon, we'll get him to do it one day.
I haven't jerked off in a while.
Well, cut it. All right, I got you. Oh, no, I was going in for the
jerk. Oh, you're
going
to jerk me off.
Yeah. Gabe, close your eyes.
What if you fell in love with a ghost?
Yeah, I think it happened.
How could you pipe?
My Strange Addiction?
You just thrust midair.
I saw what's it called? A talk show, daytime talk show, where this woman was literally like, I'm in love with a ghost. And yeah, she's going to marry a ghost.
Clickbait. Do you think it's real? Do you think people are just doing it for views?
They're insane. They're literally clinically insane. And instead of shooting up an aquarium, they go, I'm going to marry a ghost. Which, fine. Marry a ghost.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry a porpoise. You're a freaking weirdo. Okay.
What's the most inanimate object you would marry?
Like, are we being serious?
Right now.
An air fryer. An air fryer got a goddamn thumper.
A wagon, yeah.
A wagon.
You ever, you know, when you turn the air fryer off after it's been on, you give it like 5 minutes, still a little warm in the back. You're like, oh shit, Denise. God damn.
That ain't the only eggplant that's going to be cooked. Hold on, you can make a grilled cheese in there. I just thought of.
Somebody walks in on you trying to bang an air fryer. Michael, I was just scrubbing the hard to clean places. I think realistically, I'll just go flashlight.
Well, he's that's happy. Fucking
boring.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. I'll switch it up right now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do one of those science projects you used to have as a kid that had like the water and the glitter in it, little toys, this little tube that you could possibly also have sex with.
Let me ask you this.
Did I ever put my penis with it? Yeah.
Okay. No, I'd like to propose you a question right before we sign off. Someone gave you $4 billion, but yeah. You only could have sex with a fleshlight the rest of your life.
Can I get sucked off?
No. The only way that you're allowed to C-U-M is with your H-A-N-D or fleshlight. That is it.
$4
billion? $4 billion. Yeah, I'd probably do it
because you'd figure out a way.
No.
No. I would trip and fall in a lot of pussy.
No humans.
Oh no, stepbro, I'm caught in the suck off machine again.
Have they ever said that? Oh no, stepbro, I fell in your vagina.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Oh no.
That's been an excuse. Did you cheat on me, Samantha? I tripped and fell on his cock.
Yeah.
The
great
aim.
Precision. You ever been going too quick and the D-hole slips out and then he misses the bullseye?
Uh-huh. Dude, I had a friend that broke his cockola.
Wow.
Yeah, looked like an Allen wrench.
Break your dick.
Yeah. Lowercase L.
What are you doing? I would go on Venice Beach real quick. Shit, gotta move my car.
That's fucking perfect.
That sound scares the shit out of me every single time.
Oh, me too, except it means I have to wake up, kill myself. All right, Travis gotta move his car. I will sign off. Guys, thank you so much for being part of this community. C-U-M community. We love you so much. Where do the Patreon plugs? What do I need to do it? Listen, guys, as I always say, I know influencer, blah, 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 but please go on iTunes and Spotify, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps out, makes us other people be able to see our podcast that don't listen and watch already. But we love you guys. Till next time, Bougie Bonton.
Babble. See us live.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.